A chilly 34 degrees at 8:55, and in to take a look at the commodity markets for us this morning is Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we are lower across the board today on grains. Last week, the USDA report really pushed corn down hard, but beans have come up a lot and actually made new highs again yesterday. Today, we're back off of those, but we did, November's hit 931 and a quarter last night. We're four off that. May's hit 916 and a half. We're four off that. We're down a penny, penny and a half in the grains right now. Our people are worried about the beans being able to go much higher, and they're worried about corn just not being able to go anywhere after last week's big acreage number. The acreages last week, probably the biggest acre we'll see for the year on corn, and it'll probably get smaller as we go. And the bean acre, which was less than expected, will probably go up a little as planting progress occurs and we get the south where they haven't been able to plant due to too much rain, switches some to beans, and then here in the Midwest we just have to see how planting progress goes. But at the moment we have corn down a penny, we have beans down a penny, and corn dropped, you know, the big time last week. Beans have come up 60 cents from their lows in a month, and don't know if we can go much higher. So sideways at the moment until more news comes out, and that's where we're looking at right now, is sideways in corn and beans, and wheat being down as we get closer towards harvest. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report here on this Tuesday morning. It's 8:57, 34 degrees right now outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. Let's take a look at some of the outside markets here on this Tuesday. The Dow trading down in the early going. It's off 112 points at 17,625. The S&P down 18 points, currently at 2,048. And the NASDAQ is down 42 points in the early going. That's at 4,850. Let's take a glance at crude oil. That's certainly been an interesting market here over the last year. And currently down 21 cents in New York, the crude oil trading at $35.49 per barrel. And some of the other commodities, gold trading up about $15 here currently at $1,234.20. Silver's up a couple of cents at $15.15, and copper trading up just a fraction at $2.14 here in the early going. In weather, it was certainly a chilly morning, but we're starting to warm up out there. Our low is down in the mid-20s here in Champaign-Urbana. We're up to 34 degrees currently. And after a little patchy frost out there in the early going, we're looking at a high of 50 degrees. Southeast winds will start to pick up 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Breezy and not as cool tonight, mostly cloudy. We do have a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms after midnight, the low 43. Breezy tomorrow, showers likely, some scattered thunderstorms also possible with a high of 59 degrees. Southwest winds 15 to 25. For Wednesday night, cloudy skies with a chance of showers, the low 39. Mostly cloudy for Thursday, a chance of showers once again with a high of 53 degrees. We could see just a few snowflakes in Thursday night, a chance of rain mixed with snow, the low 33. We could see a little bit of that snow floating around early Friday as well. No accumulation, breezy temperatures, partly sunny skies, and a high of 48 degrees. And a cool weekend, at least for Saturday, with sunny skies at a high of 46. We'll start to warm up again Sunday with a high of 56, and then rain back in the back half of the weekend, and rain likely on Monday. We'll get back up to 64 degrees for the high. 34 degrees right now outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. The relative humidity 67%. Barometric pressure continues to rise. It's at 30.48 inches. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find all of our ag programming online at willag.org. Stay tuned. On Point coming up next at 9 o'clock.